Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Good oral health, an essential part of active ageing, enhances the quality of life as you get older. Maintenance of healthy and functional teeth contributes to healthier, longer life in older adults by reducing the risk of suffering from the likes of diabetes, cancer and heart disease. For more on caring for your teeth as you age, I am joined in studio now by Caroline Robbins, dentist and owner of Kiwi Dental in Carlow. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning to you.
We are our own worst enemies in this regard, really, aren't we? Tell me, what proportion of your clients are there for a regular checkup, and what proportion are there because there's an emergency?
Well, I'm in the later phase of my career, I suppose, and a lot of my patients are there for regular. However, majority of the patients coming in are reactive. So they're reacting to an issue, it's pain or a broken tooth.
Over 50%, over 75%.
Well over majority. Proactive dental treatment and would be on the lesser percentage side, for sure. Okay.
Tell me then, what are the things that are going on in the mouth that, unbeknownst to us, that might not be creating any pain or that sense of emergency that I need to go and see you?
Well, that's the very common thing. When you say something to a patient, they say, but I've got no pain. And there's a multitude, but I'll focus on one specifically. It's gum disease. The number of patients that come into me for the first time and sit in there and maybe in their 30s and 40s and lie back, and I will ask them, is there any problems today? And they'll say, no, nothing, have no pain, no problem, nothing that's worrying me. And then I look in their mouth and I will see signs of gum disease, because what has happened is we don't perhaps realise that as we get older, the way we clean our teeth, it has to change. The nuances from birth to death, it almost every decade of life needs to some alteration.
I want to get you to answer listener questions which people can text into us on 51551. Tell me then, what is the difference in the way that we brush our teeth and treat our mouths between childhood and adulthood?
Well, in childhood, and it is very much... it's very much the needing to instigate really good habits. You know, the simplest thing that you can do, and it shows to be the most effective, is instigating a regular, effective brushing routine. As simple as that. It doesn't have to be a costly exercise. Getting your toothbrush, fluoridated toothpaste, regular cleaning. When you're young, that involves mum and dad being involved. Mum and dad need to be helping children brush their teeth until we say they can tie their own shoelace, because they don't really have the coordination or the concentration span to do that adequately themselves at that point. So mum and dad need to be a part of that. As we get older into teenagers, it's instigating, and younger, flossing, because when you brush your teeth with a toothbrush, your tooth has five surfaces. You're only catching three of those with your toothbrush. Your toothbrush bristles physically can't get between your teeth. You need to put floss there, because plaque sits between your teeth, and plaque is full of bacteria. Bacteria utilise the carbohydrate in our diet. The byproduct is an acid. The acid is what breaks down the enamel. And once the enamel breaks down, that's how holes happen. So two out of three cavities in back teeth in that age group are between teeth. Then as we get older, and we sort of plateau a little bit, and we get into our 30s, and at that point...
I like that. That's very delicate.
We kind of get to a phase where things are pretty even, okay? And if I have a patient that comes into me at that point and isn't flossing and has a pretty healthy mouth, I'm recommending it, but I've got to pick my battles. They're probably not likely to pick it up at that point. Mm. But as we do get older and these gum disease issues and things start to ensue, we start to get more spaces between our teeth. We need to start picking up those little toothbrushes you've probably seen in the chemist. They have the little bristles on the end. They're the interdental cleaning. And that becomes really vital as we get older. Cleaning between the teeth becomes, you know, paramount of importance.
And what do those toothbrushes achieve that flossing doesn't?
Well, when you start to get recession, you start to create gaps between your teeth, like a triangle. So if you just drop a piece of string through the middle, it's not hitting the sides. So those bristles, if you think about them, they're a bit like the car wash thing on its side. It physically hits those sides. Because as we get older, and this is the thing, we're surviving with our teeth. Once upon a time, you know, grandparents probably, you've got all the stories, the teeth are in the glass beside the bed. That's not happening anymore. We've got you know, my mother's 88. She has the majority of her teeth still. So we are now having to work with changing oral environment, which means that as we get older, saliva quantity and quality changes. Medications that may be introduced into your life because of medical things will dry out your mouth as well.
What's the impact of that change in the saliva?
Well, your biggest things, the biggest help in your mouth is your enamel and your saliva. And saliva is like your defense mechanism. It's like your armor. It keeps your teeth moist. It moves bacteria. It moves food cells, food and dead cells down into your gut. If it's not there, then that protection is gone and you start to be in real trouble.
So do you have to brush your teeth more times
a day? No, we don't recommend that you brush more. You just have to get more efficient at it. And I mean, all joking aside, I have a patient of mine. I'll just use her as an example. She's in her 40s. She came to me. She complained. She said, look, my teeth are always sensitive and they always bleed, but I brush my teeth twice a day. Now, when I looked in, I could see that there was, what I can see is what you can't see, because we all clean the front of our teeth really well. But when I look inside and look in the back and insides, it's like the front of the house is really beautifully, the lawn is mown, the grass, the flowers are great, but the backyard is not looking the same. Mm. That's exactly what our mouth looks like. So I could see gum disease issues. She was really on board with it. We did what we could. We sent her to a specialist. No joking. She has to spend half an hour in the morning cleaning her teeth, and she spends half an hour in the evening cleaning her teeth. That's how much effort and time it takes if you have gum disease and you really want to be looking after your teeth properly.
Sorry, is that restorative, or is she now committed to a half an hour at either end of the day for the rest of her life?
She is committed to a half an hour for the rest of her life, because gum disease is a chronic inflammatory disorder. Diabetes is a chronic inflammatory disorder. It's exactly the same. It needs management, lifetime management. It's not a one fix. Once you go and get a deep clean, it's over. That is a lifetime of work.
You mentioned there that the full set of dentures is something that has fallen out of favour. Is that a change of philosophy, or is it just because we are more likely to have more teeth into older age around which you can put in crowns and you don't need to go for the full set?
Look, it's a whole plethora of reasons, but I mean, we are surviving with our teeth. Science has improved, education has improved, knowledge of, you know, how to clean teeth, the products out there are more available. There's a multitude of things that, you know, have contributed to that.
51551, as I say, for the listener questions. Are you ready? Electric or manual toothbrush?
I've got to be controversial, because I actually say both, to be honest with you. I know plenty of dentists will say electric. Electric is very good. It's excellent. But if I do have a patient that comes in and asks me that question and they're cleaning their teeth perfectly well with a manual, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here. Keep on with what you're doing. Electric are excellent. You want to make sure that you get a good quality one. You need to pay perhaps sort of not high, not low. Go to Boots, they do. But I tell you one thing, if you are going to use an electric toothbrush, you need to YouTube how to use it, because it's not the same as your manual.
How do you halt gum disease?
You don't halt gum disease.
You manage.
You manage it, unfortunately. So, you know, and a lot of people come in and it doesn't worry them until, unfortunately, it starts coming around to the front of the mouth, and then those teeth start getting loose and start moving and become into, you know, unattractive positions and fall out. That's when people start getting, you know, upset about it.
If you have a fear of the dentist, can sedation be used?
Of course it can.
Can you ask your guest about a recurring blister on my gum? It's sore, but it won't. It's not sore, excuse me, but it won't go away, says Paul.
Okay, without seeing that, it's hard to say, but I'm going to hedge my bets and say, Paul, possibly you have a dead tooth. Okay, a recurring blister is possibly a sinus. So infection is really lazy. It looks for the easiest way out. So if a tooth dies, and you may have had a time in the period way back that you might have remembered this tooth being sore, and then it went quiet. It's like the fat lady sang, and then she did sang no
more.
Does
a dead tooth not look discoloured?
No, that's...
It's a myth. Okay.
No, it's not a myth. It's another conversation for another day. But yes, you're not wrong in saying that, but it's not. Okay. So the infection tracks out, it's like a little tunnel, and you get like a little pimple sitting on your gum that you might notice sometimes weeps a creamy fluid, which is actually pus. And so it self-regulates. It's a bit like the old-fashioned kettle. It never boils over.
Paul needs to go and see his dentist.
He needs to go see his dentist. Okay. That's what I'd recommend.
Mouthwash, good or bad?
Has its place. Okay.
For whom?
For not not kids, kids at a young age, they haven't got a spit reflex, you know, so they probably swallow more than they spit out. So we generally don't recommend it. The most important thing and the thing that protects your teeth the most is fluoride, and that's in your toothpaste. So when you brush your teeth, you want to brush your teeth, rinse, brush, spit, no rinse. So don't rinse with water, don't rinse with mouthwash. Mouthwash is useful. It's what I call an adjunct. It's an added extra. So if you're cleaning your teeth well, using your floss, using your interdental devices, you're doing 95% of the job. If you want to use mouthwash, and there are places for it, I generally recommend to my patients to perhaps try mouthwash at lunchtime, separate from cleaning, because you don't want to clean too much. Okay. Too much cleaning can be damaging too.
This is appallingly ignorant of me. What are the name of those devices that flush out
A water pick.
Yeah, okay. What good are they?
Well, they're very good. Anyone can use them. They're especially useful in patients that have this gum disease and they have spaces between their teeth and gaps.
But you're saying to us that we shouldn't be rinsing out our mouths at the end of the process.
You're using that part of the process before you clean. Okay, if you think about when you go to the dentist and we're using that compressed air and water and we're flushing between your teeth, it's a similar concept. So you're flushing that out before you brush your teeth. So you have to use it in a spot. But honestly, you have to practice with that. I do recommend getting the portable one and perhaps using it in the shower because it can be messy. It can be wet.
Use it in the shower. Okay. Certainly don't do it dressed. All right. Caroline Robbins, thank you very much for joining us this morning with